I'm Christian Abbott.
I'm Nathan Lavender.
I'm Sean Abbott.
And this is the Red Mist Podcast.
Welcome to the Red Mist Podcast, Season 5, Episode 2. Journey in 2026. Nate, last week, we started the show, number one, with the Skoll Oldsmobile, right?
Yep. I have a good one for this one.
Yeah, well, I have a better one.
Could only imagine what it is.
No, because I know where you're going to go with this, and I'm shutting you down right away.
Is it not the 2012?
No.
Dodge Charger championship winning.
No.
Brad Keselowski, Blue Deuce.
No.
Oh, it can't be. Oh, all right, all right. Take it
again. It's never going to be a bad Brad car. Well, I'm the intro host of this show. When I'm not here for that, you guys can do that. No. We're setting the Wayback Machine to 1978, Nate. Car owner, ooh, Rod Osterlin, to gold, Chevrolet Monte Carlo of one young Dale Earnhardt.
Yep, very nice.
There you go.
One rookie of the year.
Yep,
the champion.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What, a lot happened with that car.
All right, that's it. All right, moving on. Tonight's episode, kind of just a news show tonight. We'll talk NASCAR back.
Yeah, the chase is back.
The chase is back, and we don't mean Chase Briscoe or Chase Elliott. Ha ha! No. See what I did there?
Yeah, I get it. That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. And we'll delve around. There's a lot of little news bits out there. Car racing, some late breaking stories are out there. We're gonna move and look to, well, we won't discuss, but the Roar is upcoming. Teams are gathering in Daytona for the Roar this weekend. So looking forward to that as a precursor to 1 week from Saturday, we take the green flag in the 24 hours of Daytona season opener. And then that's always
the fun race.
Right. And we'll discuss some sim racing this weekend that's taking place.
Sorry.
Is it not?
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Yeah, the 24 hours.
All right.
Gonna have a good time.
We have an entry. Our E team is entered.
Mm-hmm.
Who's on our roster?
Well, yours truly, and then Christian Abbott.
Yeah.
Okay, we got Christian and the guy that crashed in pit lane.
Oh, thanks, Sean. So 2015. How dare you?
Who else we got?
We got Derek Moore.
Ooh.
Evan Rackeson.
Oh.
Nice.
I believe Mike Berg is going to make an appearance as well.
Wow.
And
good. What's he, Mike's what's he coming in as? Double bronze driver?
Double bronze.
No, he's silver.
He's silver?
Yeah. And then and then I think our bronze drivers are Andy McConville and Nate, you gotta help
Harrison.
Me out with Harrison's last name. I'm so bad.
Wow. How many guys you got?
Seven total.
Seven?
Yeah.
Wow. So everyone's doing like 3 hours?
Yeah, pretty much.
Sounds all right.
Unlike when you and Nate won.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
Two drivers.
We were all
13 hours.
For the few of us that usually do it, we just all seem to have something else that we needed to attend during this weekend.
Again, so, right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
We roped in more guys, so it should be better.
Should I ask, is is Team Redline entered?
I'm sure probably. They are. I would be very much surprised if they didn't.
Yeah. Hope to see some feeds on X of Max. He was warming up this week at Portimao today.
Yeah, but he's driving in real life. I don't know if he's doing the sim stuff.
Oh, come on. He's going to do it. Come on. Why not?
I figured he would.
What else is he doing this weekend?
Driving a GT3 car?
No. That's only in practice. That was an open practice day today. He was doing it in the rain.
I'll go
out and drive the car in the wet. I don't care.
I'd take the day out in real life rather than being on the sim.
You know what? You probably got there and it's raining and they're like, do you want to go? Well, I paid for it.
Well, I paid for it is the best answer.
That's probably what he said, too. All right, let's get into it, Nate. The chase is back.
It is.
I'm all for it.
It's a great compromise on both sides, right?
It is. Well, what was really it? It was either do away with the playoff format or do some other goofy thing with the playoff format, right?
Perfect world. I'm looking for just a season-long championship.
Right. I'll take the chase because
And that's just it. You know, like if you're gonna have something like this, this is the best outcome. If you ask me, because
essentially what they did was they got rid of the Austin Dillons of the world.
Logano's championship when he was 16.
Does this points. Actually technically nullify that championship now? It's right next to it.
I mean that's a lot of people, right? That's Logano, that's Ryan Blaney. I mean it's a host of drivers, they're champions from.
Nate, can you give our thousands of listeners a synopsis of what the chase is?
Well, this is the closest this is relatable to is 2004. The original format, and it's funny how this whole thing goes in full circle to begin with. But the only real difference is that there is 16 drivers in the chase instead of 10, which that was the original.
Right. Which is fine. I like that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I think there's going to be a lot more added pressure in the season now because there is a real big deal in being consistent.
Right.
Like if you have two wins, and then you finish 40th the rest of the, you know, regular season, that'll kick you out. You won't be a chase driver.
Right. And the other thing that this is going to do away with is when we get down to like the last five or six races pre cutoff there and no one, and you still weren't in the into the whatever.
Yeah.
It's gonna cut out the guy dive bombing and, you know, taking somebody out and then driving on to the win.
Right, and the last race for the chase is still Daytona.
That's fine, but this is all based on total points, correct?
Yes, I still laugh at that because there's going to be a scenario, right? Where it's a couple of points separate, you know, 15th, 18th.
That's something happened. That's okay with the squirrels down there. That's fine because the odds on that guy down in 15th and 16th place, getting to the top of the chase is not that good.
Right.
You're just happy to get in there.
I'm sorry. This all sounds way more complex than winning in.
No. It doesn't wait. No.
What do you mean?
No.
If you win, you're in. That's how much simpler can you get from that?
Right. And then you win the championship because Joey Logano won one dumb race and he was nowhere near being in the points.
No. But he won a race.
Yeah, but there's no.
He won and someone else didn't. What do we say on this podcast? We like winners, right?
Chip Ganassi says that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like people that win during the season, like Alex Palou does and wins the championship. I don't like when somebody wins one race and by default gets into the playoffs. That was dumb.
Like Christian Rasmussen just wins Milwaukee. Is one of the final four drivers. Right.
You gotta be careful with those words because you might be eating them in the next 5 years, depending on how his career turns out. so you gotta watch that one.
Oh man!
Wait a minute. What happened? I don't want to know. Anyways, all right. So I think it's a good thing. I like the fact the press conference we had Mark Martin and we had Dale Jr. there.
Yeah, Junebug was there.
Junior was there.
And you know who said that? Kenny Wallace said this. He said, look, Mark Martin and Dale Earnhardt Jr. are there. If they're there, there's a good decision that happened.
Yeah.
And sure enough.
Right.
Here we are with a really good product, I think, that could bring NASCAR.
I agree. And then they put kind of the younger states people, like, you know, they had Blaney, Briscoe, and Elliott there. And I was fine with what they said. They said, yeah, this is when I was a kid. This is what it was all about. So I'm like, perfect. It's relatable.
So it works.
I agree. I just don't think the one thing like we all kind of wish is we just kind of wish the friggin' stage racing would just go away.
Well, and I'll tell you, I think we're going to see it with this year. I mean, there's no more playoff points, which is so useless.
Right.
So it's heading in the right direction. I say NASCAR is heading in the right direction. The thing is,
because the next thing is, if the ratings don't go up and the seating, the fans in the seat don't improve, the next thing is you got to get rid of the you got to go back to complete race.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
because stage racing ain't working.
Stage racing ain't working. Yeah. I think people are going to go, okay, this is good, but it's still not enough that, you know, but I'm going to, it's a start. So we'll go from there.
So, but let me ask you this. Now we're talking about stages, right? You remember what race is the most points valuable season race for points?
The Daytona 500?
Nope. The Coca-Cola 600. Because they separate that in four stages.
Oh, yeah.
So in terms of points, the World 600 is the most point valuable race.
Yeah,
this is more to crap.
It's not really the World 600, is it?
We should call it the World 600.
I know. It's like we want to bring back the Rebel 500 and the Southern 500. I know.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Well, there we go. That's exciting. Good on that. I would say it was positive for NASCAR. So I think that's a start.
Right. And, you know, the season finale is still at Homestead, Miami.
Yep.
Which that is a happy change. All in all, there's a lot of good happy changes with this coming season of NASCAR.
All right. Other news in NASCAR this week, Tony Stewart will make a comeback for one race.
He will.
With Colleg Racing and a Dodge Ram.
I mean, I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, anything Tony Stewart gets in, he wins. So, should be a good result.
Okay. 50. I like seeing smoke, but if it was a sprint car or drag racing car right now, I'd say yeah, but I don't know.
But this might be but think about this, right, Sean? This might be a way to boost Dodge's entry into NASCAR again, because Tony Stewart was already sponsored by Dodge going into this from NHRA. Yeah. And so what perfect person face of Dodge in the entry for Craftsman Truck Series, right?
Yeah.
Then smoke.
Well, Dario Franchitti.
It's a marketing move for sure, but.
Yep. Dario's back.
Dario Franchitti, that's right.
He's going to run the truck at St. Pete. And Jimmy Johnson's going to drive it in San Diego.
San Diego.
All right. Any other NASCAR news this week, Nate?
That's the bulk of it.
All right, let's shift over to sports car racing, in particular IMSA. Today, make your plans for 2027 already. I don't know how this is going to work, but it's sort of going to work. IMSA has announced the dates for next year's Daytona 24-hour race.
Which are?
Christian's waiting. January 28th to the 31st.
It's late.
I know. I might be able to make that race. I'm looking forward to it.
Come on. Here we go. 28th to the 31st. Okay.
Yep. And the Roar will be the 22nd to the 24th.
Yeah, it's a
week. Put that in your calendars?
That's a week later than it usually is.
Or the Daytona 500. Now, Nate.
The 500 has to be later.
Well, yeah. You know what?
Tell me.
I need Max and GP for this. Because the 2027 Daytona 500. It's going to be February 21st. And you know what anniversary that is? Number?
What anniversary? Wait. Mm-hmm.
Christian first.
I'm trying
to think. What was the running joke with Max and GP? I mean, GP wouldn't say it. 69th, Nate.
But what, the 69th day of the year?
He missed the joke.
I'm lost on this one. I don't even know what it.
You're no, no, no. Right wasn't there. No, because they were making a big deal out of it. Like when they were asking Max what number he was.
No, I get that, but what's the? Is it the 69th running?
The 22. It's going to be the 69th. It's going to be the 69th running. Yeah.
So what does that have to do with anything with the 21st?
Well, February 21st, 2027 is the race.
Yes.
But it's the 69th running. I was making Max and GP reference.
God, that was long and winded. Moving on.
Didn't go as well. It's pretty much what GP was telling Max.
I know that. I just...
All
right. Anyways,
also in IMSA, we have a new program chief at Corvette.
Program?
Jessica Dane. Yeah, you know the person like Doug Feehan.
Oh, okay.
But it was they replaced Doug when Doug left. They had Jessica Dane. She has left GM, and we have. And Andrea Hildelago. The only problem with this, Christian, I did a background check on her.
Oh.
Because I was kind of like, yeah, maybe she went to MSU because she said she was involved in Formula SAE. Unfortunately, she went to Michigan. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah. Well, There's enough MSU guys at there's enough MSU guys at Pratt Miller to proper.
Oh, that. To be honest, if memory serves me right, there's actually a pretty good mix between the two there. So
yeah. So anyways, but she was running the she was the head engineer for the TF Sport team in Europe. So okay. At least, you know, it's good. I mean, she's coming over with a racing background. I wasn't so sure about the last person. I don't know how much of a background she had, but anyways, so we got a race person there. So exciting. Also exciting for you, young fans of iRacing and such. Team RLL has announced its drivers in the McLaren this year.
Oh yeah.
Full-time drivers. One is going to be Nikita Johnson. He'll be joined by Yuri Vips and Dean McDonald. Those are going to be the two endurance drivers. And the other full-time driver. I'm very excited for this. Young Max Esterson.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That'll be good.
Good for him. Love it. Love it. All right. Nate's like, who?
I know who Yuri Vips is.
You don't know who Max Esterson is?
Nate, come on.
Nate. Like, you know who we duked it out with? You know who we duked it out with in the Formula Ford Festival?
Oh.
2 years in a row? He duked it out with Mike Eastwell.
That's... Okay. No.
Yeah.
Now I know.
And then he went up through British F3, went over to did F3 and then F2. And then last year got to drive the JDC Miller 963 at Petit and impressed people there that RLL signed him for the McLaren. So perhaps he might be in the McLaren hypercar when it comes here to the States. So good move for him. Speaking of the McLaren hypercar, they announced their first hypercar driver today. Mikael Jensen, who used to be with Peugeot, has been named to the first driver in the McLaren hypercar program. And last bit of news we have for sports car racing nuts out there is Lila Wadoo has extended her contract with Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
Buzzing around in the GT3 cars, as well as possibly jumping into the hypercar at some point. On the IndyCar front, Nate, what do you think of this? Schenck, MSR, has stolen a sponsor from Dale Coyne Racing.
Oh. But was it Miller Lite?
No. Well...
Did they steal it or did they just like offload it? You know,
I think what happened is, well, I don't know. I think Todd All is now part owner of Bike Shank Racing. I'm not sure.
What was the sponsor?
But, what is it? It's Ask ROI. But there's about six other Todd All Bitcoin companies that are involved with this.
It's the new crypto machine
IRSA.
So,
well, one of their sponsored cars is Bitcoin.
Yes, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. That's the guy, Todd Ault. He was originally Connor Daly's sponsor.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yep. So, no other news from Coin about who will be the TBD driver?
So oh, but didn't Will Power
do it? Will Power!
So that was pretty cool.
He was back in black. That was the car. It was all black carbon.
I thought that was pretty cool. There?
I went AC/DC because Will's from Australia.
It's Australia. Yes. Yeah. It works. It works really well.
Mm-hmm. He's from Toowoomba.
Australia.
Australia.
The Verizon
Verizon car.
Wait, it's not the Verizon car anymore.
You can go to Outback and get a Bloomin' Onion.
Can you imagine if they get Outback to sponsor that car?
That'd be amazing. That would be fantastic. It would be awesome. Yeah,
they got Bloomin' Onion Mondays back again.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have like a pop-up truck. Like an Indy car race.
Yeah.
And then if they could get Foster's beer.
Ooh.
They get Foster's beer to come back. I'm all in. Team Australia. Love it. All right. Christian, I hate to say it, but that's it.
Well, hang on.
Unless you got it. Oh, Nate.
I got a question. Who wins first in 2026? Will Power or David Malukas?
Will Power.
I'm going to go. I'm a Will Power.
Really? Okay.
There's two street courses in the beginning of the season. Oh, wait.
Because here's my thing. I'm going to. Well, no. What do you mean? No, Power's very strong at St. Pete.
Yeah, that. Well, there's St. Pete, and then there's Long Beach. Like, yeah. So as far as IndyCar,
no, don't they have they have Phoenix in there.
I know that. Yeah, that's why I now hesitated, because now Phoenix is in play, so that means if Penske hits it right, then Malukas could.
Nah,
be
I don't
there.
Think. I don't. I don't see
my whole thinking is I see either Malukas winning the 500 or at Gateway.
Wait. We're all wrong. Neither will win because only Pelo will win.
Well, no, that wasn't the question. The question was who would win first.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So if we're still in hypothetical land, it's we have to clarify this as who would win if Pelo doesn't sweep all the races.
Yes, Christian. That's what I'm trying to get at.
I mean, I could go next level and just say, yeah, Dixon swoops in for the scraps. I mean, that's pretty much how that's going to work. I'm going to say Power.
Yeah,
is my other bold prediction, Nate, for next year. Conclusion of the 2026 year. Team Penske will be looking for two new drivers to go behind. Mm. To fill the seats behind Scott McLaughlin.
What?
That is my prediction.
Behind Scott McLaughlin.
Yes.
It still cracks me up that's still their guy.
Newgarden does not have a contract beyond next year. And Malukas is right now he's like Nolan Siegel. It's one and done. Nolan Siegel is also he's over at McLaren? Yes.
Siegel.
He is because yeah. Tony Kanaan said
yeah,
Tony
yeah,
Kanaan,
yeah, right.
Tony Kanaan came out the other day and was quoted as saying he has to show improvement or he's done. Or he's looking for another ride.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm predicting Malukas is gone, Newgarden's gone, and Siegel's gone.
Wow. Siegel,
that's my picks. Those are my picks to click for 2026, Nate.
I mean, this is Nolan Siegel's year, right? Because he has to put up, or he's going to get canned.
Yeah. Well, I also think Malukas has to put up because I don't think he's on I think he's on a 1+1, which means he's got this year, and if he doesn't show well, they're not going to sit around because I think there's more drivers out of contract next year, and that's why.
Man.
Well,
Because I think Rasmussen's contract with ECR is up next year, which makes him attractive.
Mm-hmm. I mean, really, anyone that could have a good year this year would become an attractive,
except for Polo and Dixon.
Right. Yeah.
I can honestly Polo, Dixon, Kirkwood, and Power. I think. I have to say McLaughlin are the only ones that are solid in their seats for 2027. I think the rest of the field is all, you know, it's open. It's open.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nate?
I mean, it's going to be pretty open. I mean, who else would get these rides, though?
Well, here's another person that I think could be on the hot seat. You know, this probably isn't true, but I think Pato is on the hot seat too.
Put up or shut up. If McLaren decides to shut their doors, yeah.
Shut their doors. They just moved into a giant new facility. I'm just saying, it's put up or shut up, because has he done anything?
Yeah, he's the only guy in the team that wins.
I would say win. I wouldn't say wins. I expected a lot more out of him when he went there, and I think he's been a disappointment. I would say Kyle Kirkwood's much more successful than Pato.
It's tough because Pato, on one hand, right, has been very close to winning the Indy 500 with such team. And is the only driver on the team that has wins with the team. Alexander Rossi, he qualifies good. He's near the front.
He's not on that team. He's on ECR.
I'm just giving an example of someone that was probably closest to him.
No, I don't think he was, because I think he was on a real short leash with McLaren personally. Whereas I don't think he's on a short leash at ECR.
Nate, I think you said it best though. He's come close to winning.
And right. I mean, Christian Lundgaard, right?
That's
like
there's a driver.
Okay.
That's a guy to watch.
But now you're saying Pato O'Ward's going to be in the hot seat? He outscored Christian Lundgaard by nearly 100 points last year.
I know, but Nate, when you're paying these guys, when you're paying him X and you're not getting the results that are Pato-like, okay? Pato, it was big. I don't even know if Pato's making more than Pato right now.
No, but Pato's second in the championship.
Yeah, but
Colton Herta didn't beat him. Will Power didn't beat him. And Kyle Kirkwood, guy that won the most races, didn't beat him. I don't know. I feel like there's much.
That's a fair point, Nate. I mean, best of the rest was Pato last year.
Yeah, no, so, I'd say that, yeah.
And that's with, you know, three, four bad finishes out of the year.
Two wins.
He did have a stretch. He didn't exactly have the best start to the season. No. He was behind the eight ball at the start of the season.
okay. It's hard to say you're behind the eight ball when Pato racks off five wins out of six races, and then the one race he doesn't win finishes second.
Yeah,
and that was right behind Kyle Kirkwood too. Like,
I think at St. Pete he had a bad finish or a DNF, and he went to freaking
St. Pete finished 11th. Thermal is second. Long Beach second. He was 13th.
Yeah,
it wasn't great, but I mean, like,
it was too much.
How else are you gonna? Yeah, but how else are you going to keep up with Pelot? Like, you have to finish second or third behind him. Like,
now,
there is no other
saying, answer to I'm just saying. That's my feeling. Or I feel like he'll leave. Let's put it that way.
If he leaves, like, it's either a seat at Ganassi or Penske. Like,
Do you think he's a Penske guy, though?
No. If it means for him that he has a shot to win, I think he'd change and do that, but...
Yeah.
That's also, again, up to him. And, I mean, like, he's... But, you know, based on... Like Nate has said, based on last season, why would he go to Penske? And because the only other reasonable spot is Ganassi. But for Ganassi, that's a lot of money to dish out for essentially the top three drivers in the championship.
Who's Ganassi? They got Dixon and Pelot, right?
Yeah, it's,
they're running three cars, Kevin Simpson's not going anywhere because his checkbook is so deep; it's not even funny.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's true, but it's reality. But it also of the page of drivers who pay like that, I trust him much better than some.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I think this family has a good relationship with Ganassi, so he ain't going anywhere.
No, he's there for a while.
Yeah, so I'm just throwing it out there, Nate. Newgarden and Malukas on the hot seat of Penske. Nate's like, what?
Like,
that's outrageous.
You gotta give Malukas a few years. Like, that's
no, because I don't think Nate. I didn't think him or Siegel.
No. You can't compare David Malukas to Nolan Siegel. You really can't.
I think you can.
Why not?
Okay.
Well, for Nolan Siegel, the only thing he has is winning a Le Mans class. I'm just looking at stats here.
Although Malukas, I'm not going to say he doesn't have daddy's checkbook, but yes, daddy's checkbook there too.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, he's really good at Gateway. He's due for a win. He finished second at Indy 500 last year. Look, he's the guy that could win it.
Wait a minute. He finished second at the Indy 500?
Yes.
Was that because somebody got DQ'd?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, that doesn't work.
Oh my god. Like, just looking at stats, Sean.
I will say this, Nate, you do have a chance this year with your one-off picks at Indy.
It's quite possible.
Because I can't.
RHR.
Yeah. RHR. Yeah. No, seriously, I think you can.
Yeah, especially with McLaren.
Right.
So,
and the other one that could happen, they side him. I could see Daly at Dreyer Ramble.
Yeah, I could see that happening too. Because they're a one-off team, and I mean that's.
But they're a damn good one-off team.
They're a really good one-off team. And RHR was there last
every
year?
Every time, yeah.
If unless Wikipedia is lying to me, it says Jack Harvey's driving with Dreyer Ramble for Indy.
There's two cars. They have two cars.
Oh, okay. It's not listed, but yeah.
They had Jack Harvey and RHR last year.
Okay.
If RHR was back with Dreyer Ramble or RHR was at Ed Carpenter or at McLaren, if I was betting on one person to win one race, he's the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the guy.
Yeah.
And if I was picking, if I had to pick two guys to finish in the top 10 and like they're not season regular, I would pick RHR and Connor. Mm-hmm. They both get the car to the finish and they're both fast and they both know how to stay out of trouble. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
All righty.
All right. Well, I know you boys have a warm-up race tonight. Wish you luck.
Thank you.
I will be commendatory. We'll be watching from afar this weekend.
Very nice.
Which means that could be firing. So. Anyways. Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man. And on that note,
good night.
Thank you guys for listening to the Redness Podcast, hosted by Christian Abbott, Sean Abbott, and Nathan Lavin. It's produced by Christian Abbott, and music is by Alex Wart and Harrison Tate.